You are listening to Aspen Public Radio. I'm Allison Bektesh. Ann Mullins is here in the studio with me. She's running for mayor of Aspen. Ann, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Allison.
Congratulations on your bid. I'm curious why you're a council member right now, Mayor Pro Tem, and your seat is not up for election yet. Why make this choice to run for mayor?
I've been thinking about this for quite a while and have had various people suggest and then insist that I run for mayor. But in the end, you know, it's my own decision. And I see the mayor position as a position where I can really get things done, more so than as a council person. There are some things that just absolutely need to get done.
So you have some things on your list. What is most important to you?
We need to get our affordable housing program in order. There are all sorts of little subcategories to that. I could go on and on about the different things that need to be taken care of, but there needs to be a concerted effort by the city and the county to get this program in good shape so that we can continue to afford quality housing with the existing inventory and increase the inventory. And I think there are lots of opportunities. I'm very optimistic about that. But we need to really focus in on that. Secondly, aggressively, all these things are very aggressive, assertive, attack our transportation issues. We've been working on this for a couple of years with Mobility Lab and now SHIFT. I'm not sure how well SHIFT is even going at this point because we've gotten so much opposition, but we need to do something, whether it's SHIFT or something else. We need to address these transportation issues. Another thing, very important, I've seen through my time on council, where I've also been on various regional boards, such as Board of Health, RAFTA, I've on the Rude Eye Water and Power Authority Board. There are five or six boards that I've been on. It's really important at this point that we start creating new partnerships and solidifying the partnerships we have, particularly with the county. We need to be working for regional solutions to our problems. I spent all day Thursday at two different meetings, which included Garfield, Pitkin, Eagle County, Basalt, Snowmass, and they were great meetings, but it just showcased that we need to move ahead together to solve some of these really serious problems. And lastly, most important, I think, is need to keep fighting climate change, whether attempting to slow it down, change its course, and or understand how we need to adapt to what has already occurred, and we really can't change at this point, which is a sad thing to say, but I think that's true. And there have been some efforts since I've been on council, very robust efforts to address climate change, and we kind of got off course, and we need to go back and revisit those. And again, the mayor has done a great job in terms of pulling the state together, statewide efforts at climate change. We need to, again, focus on what the city can do.
The affordable housing program right now up for discussion is how that is managed. Do you have an ideal way that you see, should it be a city-county partnership? Should there be an independent board?
I think ideally what was suggested at, and this is an example of us working with the county, we had actually a very good meeting last Tuesday and came up with a consensus about having a board of seven. I actually was board for five, but we ended up with a board of seven with one elected from the county, one elected from the city, an alternate for each position. This is how we do RAFTA, but the board member and the alternate show up for every meeting. So everybody's informed and you have two people coming, reporting back to the different boards. And then a majority of citizens, which I saw as three, but other people saw as five, and I eventually agreed to that. But so the majority of citizen-appointed people, so these are people out in the community. It doesn't get at all politicized, but you still will be getting buy-in from the county and the city. So that's the first thing. So the governance and the board giving very, very clear direction to the director, the executive director knowing who he's reporting to. In this case, I think it should be the board. There are some logistics as to, you know, who pays the salary, has to be an employee of the city or the county.
Okay.
And currently he's an employee of the city. And that could certainly stay the same, but that the APSHA board would give direction.
When you speak of transportation, what are some of the problems that we're experiencing now that you'd hope we could alleviate?
congestion is the one that, people are arguing against SHIFT, but SHIFT was in response to people complaining about the congestion. So it's a difficult job. I have to say, I love the job. I love what I'm doing. That's another reason I want to be mayor. I think I can make a difference. I think I'm doing a good job. I love serving Aspen and making Aspen a better place, leaving it a better place than when I came here. But that said, it's really hard and really confusing sometimes what to respond to. So the transfer, it's congestion. I don't see it, as some people have said, a solution to, or the final answer to the S-curves. I don't know that we'll ever get a final answer to what to do with that configuration at the end of town. But we can keep working to keep more cars off the street. And it's not only congestion for convenience of commuters, but the environmental. Some that kind of gets lost in the discussion, that if we get more cars off the road, we have less greenhouse gas emissions. So SHIFT, Mobility Lab, they all were bits and pieces to address the congestion. The other part of that is, if you read enough articles about this and do enough research, you realize you don't ever want to get rid of the congestion, because that would essentially mean your town has died. So it's more of managing the congestion and the ebb and flow, and understanding mm-hmm. how we can deal with it in the off season, how we deal with it during the busiest season, and what tools we have that work best to relieve the congestion. And it, to me, it's a constantly changing solution. It's not one solution. It's not going to be done in a month or 3 months. And it's not something that's written permanently, but it's going to continually adjust to changes in the landscape, in the transportation landscape, and changes in the town dynamics.
You've been an elected official, serving a full term on city council. You're halfway through your next, and involved in boards and commissions, as you said. So you're known in the community, but is there something you want? Like, if there's a new voter who comes to Aspen and registers right before the election, what do you want voters to know about you that they may not know?
Well, there would be two things. First, I think it would be important for someone to understand my relationship with Aspen, this long-term good and bad relationship, like all relationships.
Yeah, right.
And then the other is the way I work, why I think I can get things done in a good way.
All right, let's parse those out then.
So I came here in the 70s. I came in 71. I was a classic ski bum. Started as a maid, managed to elevate my employment status to waitress, and got the pass, $250 for the full season,
restrictions.
You know, skied every day, stood there in lift line at Ruthie's in my flannel-lined blue jean jacket and bell-bottom brown sweatpants, ski pants, thinking I was like so awesome, you know, flirting with the lift operator at the lifty, and just thought, this is heaven. I have found my place. And but after three years, realized there was really no career. Not even real estate was a career at that point. And I was somewhat of a serious person, you know, graduated in sciences and math, and so I left jokingly to go find a career. So I got a master's in landscape architecture, urban design. Went to Denver, founded a firm there, got married, had a family. And so then that's the 80s. But then I keep bringing my whole family up here. So first I come as a ski bum, and then the next decade and a half, I'm a visitor with a family. And so I'm the tourist. And so I experienced that whole aspect of Aspen. And then in the early 2000s, I got a job opportunity, and I moved up here permanently again. And luckily had housing that I'd bought in the 90s, and so I'm back. I never expected to be back, but I am, and just thrilled. But I've experienced 4 decades of changes in Aspen and experienced it in a lot of different ways. So I feel like I know the town pretty well.
Tell me about your work style then.
You know, I approach problems the way I approached landscape architecture, urban design problems. There's a lot of analysis, tons, just tedious analysis, okay? Lots of information gathering. And then you end up with a lot of synthesis. You put it all back together in different ways. And then you end up, and this is, you know, say a project. We did Union Station down, which is a great transportation, multimodal example of successful transportation project. And then we were working with 95 stakeholders at each meeting, which was a challenge. And so synthesis, and then you come up with these different alternatives, each of which would work, but you test them against the stakeholders and the partners and everything else. And in the end, you come up with a very well-founded, defendable solution to the problem, one that can be modified a bit as you go into the future, but it's a very, very strong solution to the problem and supported. And this is somewhat the way I work on council, okay, where some people hear me say or object when I say, no, wait, let's look at this a little bit more before we make a decision. I think it's very important to gather in this position, to gather every piece of information you can, whether it's from staff, from community, consultants, and then put it together, think about the alternatives you can present forward, go through the same exercise again of getting feedback, and then finally come up. Now, with a solution, it has not worked in some cases, and disappointingly. But I also, on top of that, and sometimes this gets kind of lost in the landscape architecture stuff, there's a business element. Hmm. I co-founded in 84 what became one of the largest or the largest landscape architecture firm in Colorado. And I was, as well as doing project work, I was managing partner. So I did everything from financials to HR, dealt with problems, everything from financial downturns to changing our business location to HR problems, yeah, personnel problems. So I have that business experience of, and we were just up to 50 employees, but that's quite large for Colorado. But that experience of running a business financially all the way down to staff management. And I think that's a very important component that I also bring to the table.
Anne, thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you very much.
Anne Mullins is running for mayor. The election ends March 5th. This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Allison Bechtesh.